This podcast was recorded using Uber Conference by Dialpad.
Hello, this is Don Witt with the Channel Daily News from Telecom Reseller. Today, we're speaking with Jack Blount. He is the CEO of an incredible company, and you're going to all be very interested in listening to this, from Intrusion Inc. And Jack, pleasure to meet you and speak with you, and look forward to our talk today.
Thank you for having me.
Before we start, a little overview of Intrusion. I think it would be totally appropriate at this point.
Well, Intrusion is actually a 37-year-old company that has been working in the internet connectivity technology space for 37 years. In early years, they did a lot of fiber optics work. They did some firewalls. But for the last 25 years, they've really specialized on cybersecurity forensics. So they have largely been a consulting organization working for the DoD, doing forensic works every time the government gets breached and needs to figure out who did it, how it happened, how to stop it. So that's where they've built up their incredible expertise. And the founder of the company, who was a PhD, an electrical engineer, decided when the internet came out about 27 years ago, that he was going to set up and start recording all internet traffic worldwide because it would be valuable down the road. So they have been collecting this information about internet traffic. We have hundreds of petabytes of information. And the beauty of that is that when I came to the company a year ago, I really came here because of this database they have. I had been looking all over the world for a database of internet traffic, and nobody else apparently has thought it would be valuable, so nobody's been tracking it. And when I found they had this database, I said, that's what I need, because if you've been in any AI projects, you know AI is not as much about the algorithms as it is about the data. Google, Amazon, Tesla, anybody that does artificial intelligence in a big way will tell you what makes AI exciting is having enough data for AI to actually learn from. So because we have this massive database, when we turn our AI learning algorithms on our database, it has found out things about the internet that nobody else on the planet knows or could begin to know. So that was really the foundation for the technology. Again, it's all artificial intelligence driven. It's all real time, and it does not generate alerts. It just kills dangerous traffic.
Wow. So that's awesome. I just can't believe that there is a database like that out there. That's just amazing. Absolutely amazing.
It is amazing. And it's why Shield works so well as it does, because while the company was using it from an engineer basis, SQL queries, doing their own studies and forensics work for the government, there's no way people can analyze hundreds of petabytes of data. Only an artificial intelligence algorithm can analyze that kind of massive amount of data. So when we pointed our AI algorithms at this massive database, it came back and told us just an infinite amount of knowledge that we never knew before. For example, we know that there's 8.5 billion active IP addresses on the internet every day. And 3.4 billion of those are actually malware. So wow. Over a third of the internet is actually malware sites. So we have this intelligence that we can then take and open every packet of data that moves on your network, coming in or leaving, and determine if it's dangerous. And if it is, we kill that and we don't allow it to connect to anything. So instead of having a database of 200,000 or 300,000 signatures, like most cybersecurity solutions work from, we're working not only from this massive database that knows there's 3.4 billion bad actors, but we also open every packet of data real time, and our AI, based on over 1,000 different parameters, will make split second real time decisions as to whether that connection represents malware or not. So we actively kill real time anything that looks dangerous to us. Now, what's extremely unique about it is if you look at most cybersecurity products and firewalls, they generate alerts all day long. They don't really kill anything. They just generate alerts, and they generate thousands of alerts. And what they generally report is they generate about 30% of the alerts they generate are what's called false positives. The Shield product not only kills millions of things every day, but it generates only 0.001% false positives. So it is extremely rare that we kill something that isn't actually malware and need to be killed.
This is unbelievable. I mean, the percentage accuracy that you're talking about is I don't think there's anybody that comes close to that at this point.
Not even close. And it actually gets smarter and better every day. It's self-learning. So it's learning 24/7, 365. It's constantly learning and getting smarter because it never stops studying the internet history database, which gets bigger every second of every day because we're constantly collecting more data. It's also very unique in the fact that unlike a firewall or a cybersecurity product, which takes generally hours or even weeks to configure and install and bring it into operations, you take the Shield appliance out of the box, you plug it in, it uses artificial intelligence to configure itself, and in 2 minutes, it's live on your network, protecting your network and keeping you safe. No IT engineers required, no maintenance, no configuration. It just starts working.
It's possible that you answered this already, but how did you come up with the idea of the Shield and what makes the Shield unique? And I think you've sort of addressed that in some of your responses so far.
Yeah, I mean, I had the opportunity. I've been in the cyberspace for 42 years, really my whole career, my whole life. I started out at IBM working on the original security product. It was called RACF, and it ran on a mainframe back in the late 70s. So I've been in this space before anybody knew what cybersecurity was. I've studied it my whole life. I sold my last business 9 years ago and thought I was retiring on a ranch in Texas. And I got called by the president of the United States, and he said that they had had a severe breach of the government and that they needed my help, and would I come be a consultant for the government? So I flew up to Washington, D.C. to see if I could help them. I did resolve their problem for them very quickly. And as a result, he made me the CIO of cybersecurity, kind of the czar for the federal government for 4 years. So for 4 years, I fought every attack from the Chinese and the Russians and every other bad guy in the world, about 50,000 attacks per day. And as a result of that, I learned the value of having a database that AI could learn from, because people just can't absorb enough information to make these kind of split second decisions. And so I've been in search after I left the government. I was doing a lot of AI consulting for large Fortune 100 companies on a lot of exciting projects, like a self-driving motorcycle. You may not have ever heard of it, but Yamaha actually has a self-driving motorcycle, no rider required. Think about that. It's pretty interesting what AI can do. So I was looking for a company that had a database of internet traffic because I knew that's what it would take to build the ultimate cybersecurity solution. And when I came across Intrusion, I realized that this 27-year-old database they had was the answer to my prayers. So I took over the company. I made a big investment. I became the president and CEO. I designed a new product I called Shield, which instead of having people learn, it lets the artificial intelligence learn from this database. And so we know thousands and thousands of things about the internet and about malware that no other company knows because we had this database to learn from. So that's kind of the inception behind it. Again, because I've been in the cyberspace and internet products for so long, I knew there were some things we had to do. I knew that all IT guys hate how hard it is to configure a firewall. So I designed the product to configure itself. That's why we call it plug and play. I knew that everybody hates all these thousands and thousands of alerts they get out of their cybersecurity products every day that they're supposed to go research and figure out if they're dangerous or not. So we designed the product to real time kill everything that's dangerous and not generate any alerts. So on average, in a normal business, and these aren't massively big corporations, just normal businesses, we kill about 1.5 million cyber attacks a month, real time, no humans involved. They're never exposed. One of the truly unique things the product does is we can actually identify and kill zero-day attacks. There's no other cyber product on the planet that claims to be able to do that.
Wow. This is
thank you. I like your summary. Thank you.
Well, this is groundbreaking. I mean, this is just
it is.
It's absolutely awesome.
We have three patents on it already, and we filed for 19 more patents, which most of them should be awarded in the next few months. So we believe the product is extremely unique, extremely valuable, and therefore we're locking it up and protecting it with a lot of really sophisticated patents.
My understanding is that you're going to be one of the keynote speakers at the Canadian Channel Partners. Can you tell us a little about what you're going to talk, or is it just what you've been telling us already?
Probably, some pretty graphics and a little more formal presentation, but I'll be talking basically about the same things. Yeah, it's about how vastly out of control cyber warfare is today. Thousands and thousands of attacks per day every business faces. Every bank in the world has been breached by cybercrime in the last 2 years. Every major corporation, Apple, IBM, Google, Oracle, you go down the list, everybody has been breached in the last 2 years. And it gets worse every day. The world lost $3 trillion to cybercrime last year alone, and it's estimated to hit $6 trillion this year. So we've launched the Shield product literally to make all businesses in the world safe from cybercrime by using this new artificial intelligence that real-time identifies and kills all malware.
Before we go, can you let our listeners, and I know there's going to be a lot of them, where they can go to find out more information and how to buy your stuff right away?
Sure. Intrusion is the name of our website, so www.intrusion.com. And you can buy the product right off the internet if you want to. You can certainly call one of our direct salespeople or one of our resellers. They're all listed on our website, along with a ton of other information about the product, its features, its functionality. But again, I like to stress the coolest thing I think about it, besides how well it works, is the fact that you take it out of the box, you plug it in, it configures itself, no IT help required, and you're safe in 2 minutes.
Wow. And this is for a company's internal network?
This is for your local area network, all size companies, large or small. We have Fortune 100 companies using the product. We have government agencies using the product. We have schools. We have colleges. It's the newest technology that absolutely works. It's the only product on the market that identified and killed SolarWinds 10 months ago, long before anybody knew what SolarWinds was. We were already had identified and were killing it for our customers.
This is Don Witt with the Channel Daily News from Telecom Reseller, speaking with Jack Blount. He is the CEO of Intrusion Inc., and you have got a huge winner on your hands here. I think that you're going to have a lot of success going forward.
Well, thank you, Don. We appreciate the time, and hope to get to see you at the Canadian conference.
I will be there virtually, so I hope to see you there the same way.
All right. Sounds good. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.